a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Sometimes you don't understand how businesses work, and that's fine. I mean, I am no business maker or decision maker in general. But I'd like to think that sometimes I would know that things wouldn't work if they were presented to me.
Right.
And I don't know how long this was debated. I'm not sure if it was just a, hey, can we just tick this off so we can all get out of here type of situation.
Sure, yeah.
But when Kmart decided we're going to put checkouts in the middle of the store rather than the end of the store, all of us were like, why?
We just want to change the game.
We just want to mix it up.
Be a disruptor.
Just want to mix it up. Because, you know, it can get so busy out the front. When people are exiting and to enter into the store, it's just, it can be so tough to get in when everyone's trying to get out and pay for their stuff.
Yeah.
Said no one ever, but they did. And they also said, the sales nerds are telling us it makes people spend an extra 3 minutes in store.
Oh, because they're looking for the registers.
They're looking for the registers and they might go past and think, oh, hang on, while I'm going past holding all this stuff and like literally going and then paying for all my stuff, I might pick up another item that I will then pay for and then have to keep the receipt. Can't put that in my pocket. No, because I've got to get the receipt checked whilst I go out the front.
That's
it's so convenient.
Ah, but then everybody has to get their receipt checked.
Yeah. So now it seems that there's rumours that they're going back.
Ah, bringing it back to the front.
They're bringing it back to the front.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Because don't change a good thing. If it works, don't break it and then fix it and say, oh, no, it was a good idea, but now we're going back. Right? That's the saying.
Yeah.
So they did this and it's been like a decade that we've been dealing with this.
Really? Gosh, doesn't seem like that long.
But some staff, there's some whispers that they've been having some meetings at Kmart and they're like, hey, we're going to trial it in some stores, see how it goes, see if people can actually get in the store because, you know, it's so tough with all the registers right at the front.
Yeah.
How could people get in?
Yeah.
Through a big walkway normally.
Yeah.
And it seems that East Side, whatever it's called in Kmart. What is it? East? I'm telling the story. Eastland. Eastland Kmart is the concept store.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of the time, if they're bringing in big changes, they'll bring it in Eastland.
Right.
And it seems that it's happened there already.
Okay.
And people are loving it. Duh! Because it makes sense.
Yeah.
Store front, walk in, get things, leave, pay, buy. Yeah. Great experience. Idiots. Like, let's all make this change for the better.
Yep.
We deal with enough.
Yep.
The world is sad enough.
Don't make us hunt for registers to pay for our stuff.
Seriously. Where am I? It's fun.
Yeah.
How did I get in this nutshell? No. Change it back. And they're listening.
Okay.
So hopefully it will be at Westfield before we know.
Anything you'd like to apologise for?
Yeah, okay. So at the end of my rant, I get, you know, sometimes, I mean, we all make mistakes.
Mate.
Just like putting Kmart registers in the middle, which we've spoken about the last 10 years. But it seems that in breaking news, they are trialling putting the registers to the front again. Because it seems that's just an easy way to be. And I said at the end, oh, I can't wait for the change to come to Westfield. And then as soon as you hit play on the song, I was like, idiot. Leopold.
It's not.
Well, it's my Westfield.
That's not.
But it's not.
Yeah, it's really
But it's
not.
Just how it works in my brain.
Yeah, it's
so
your
anyway,
shopping
so
centre.
Hopefully it comes to Leopold soon. Finn.
All right. You done?
Yes.
Oh, Finn.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
This happened a couple of weeks ago and I totally forgot about it. But Jimmy and I were going for a walk down in Ocean Grove and we're walking on the beach and he saw something in the sand and he's like, oh, pick this up. It was a dog tag. And it had Princess on one side and Lola on the other. And he's like, oh, there was a phone number. And he's like, oh, I'm going to call this.
Was Princess the dog owner and Lola was the dog?
Maybe.
That'd be amazing.
It would be amazing. But the thing is, he's like, oh, I'm going to call. But then we both had a discussion that maybe it was like the final resting place. Maybe someone had, you know, maybe done some ashes on the beach or something. So we spoke about it and then we're like, nah, I think it'll be all right.
So you went dark pretty quickly there
away. We're thinking people.
That is a valid suggestion.
You know. Yeah. Anyway, we got home and he's like, I'm going to call him. And I'm like, go on then. So I sat with him while he made the call.
But did you not just have that conversation where you decided you weren't going to?
No. We discussed the pros and cons, and we decided better, more pros. So let's more likely someone lost it and wants it back.
Not the way I would have gone with it, but that's fine.
Yeah. So he called them up, and you know, he gets a random hello from a guy on the phone.
That's hello. Not princess.
Well, hey, hello, and Jimmy's like, hello, and then Jimmy said, do you have a dog? And the guy says, yes. And I'm like, that's odd. Like, yeah, that's odd that that's your first, to initiate the conversation.
Hi,
to say,
my name's Jimmy. I found this tag.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry to bother you.
Do you have a dog? And then he goes, do you walk your dog? And the guy's like, yes. What? Yes. And he's like, where do you walk your dog?
What?
And I'm just like, Jimmy. Are you okay?
Jimmy.
Like, meanwhile, Jimmy... Bless, such just love this man so much.
Is he just oblivious to what he's doing?
He thinks he's having a normal conversation.
Yeah.
He doesn't get it. Meanwhile, all my radars are going off. Like, ding, sounds really creepy.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't sound like a normal conversation.
It kind of sounds a little threatening.
So I'm mouthing like, what are you doing? Mm. What are you doing? And the guy's like, yeah, I do walk our dog in Ocean Grove. And Jimmy's like, do you walk it on the beach in Ocean Grove?
Come on, Jimmy.
I'm just like, where is this conversation going?
Who else, like, where else do you walk a dog but the beach in Ocean Grove?
Well, yeah. And he's like, yes, yeah. And he goes, is your dog's name Lola? And by this stage, I was just like, I don't even want to be associated with this or whatever. And the guy's like, yeah. And he goes, well, I found Lola's dog tag on the beach. And the guy's like,
come on.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. We lost that 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, do you reckon you can come and drop it off to us? And he is at the Barman Heads Fish and Chip Shop, right?
Yeah.
Guy's name's Gary, I'm pretty sure.
Sorry, Gary.
G'day.
Sorry for our friend.
Yeah, so seriously, I was just like, so Gary, understandably, a little bit standoffish at the start.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy's, like you said, instead of being like, hey, hi, my name's Jimmy. And so that's what I was wondering. Was that normal or was I just too anxious?
It sounded a lot like the start of a ransom phone call.
Well, it did. Yeah, like, do you have a dog? Do you know where your dog is right now? Right? It sounded we took it back to Gary. He was very stoked. He's got a lovely dog, Lola, and he gave us some. He gave Wombi some free dimmies for Wombi for us.
Oh, great win for Wombi!
Great win for Wombi. But it's just like a little note that sometimes you've got to think about a conversation before you start a conversation.
Yeah. And don't ever let Jimmy have his phone. Make all calls. You make all calls now.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It was beautiful out at North Shore on Saturday. We were playing cricket, preliminary final. Yes, I am very, very proud to say we won and we're through to the grand final.
Yeah, get it, girls.
Who will you play?
We play South Barwon.
That's right, you did say that. Tom Stewart play for them?
Top team. No, Tom Stewart doesn't play for them.
He doesn't turn the arm over? Is that what you say?
No.
Switch the arm over? How do you say?
Not switch it. Roll the arm over.
Roll the arm over. That's the one.
There we go. Unfortunately, on the weekend, you get a little competitive when you get to finals time. You think, oh, I can still do what I used to be able to do, like take quick singles. When I was batting, I tried that. Bang, explode, quad, gone. I tore my quad.
It seems so intense.
I was so angry at myself. I was shattered. I thought, why did I try and take that run? It was just dumb. We almost have a rule that if a single requires you to run at about 60% intensity, that's fine. Mm. Anything beyond that, just leave it alone.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help myself. I called it through. Had to hit some top speed. And the moment I took a step at any sort of intensity, gone.
Yeah.
Our wicket keeper and opening batsman, he tore his hammy while he was batting. We batted first. He then had to wicket keep 40 overs with a torn hammy.
Oh, gosh.
Great by him. We did ourselves a mischief, playing local sport.
Mm, it happens.
As you say, Tommy, that's on us.
You cheat yourself out of so much. Jose's in East Geelong. You've played plenty of local sport in your time, haven't you, Jose?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Morning. Yeah, I've played a lot. I played footy and basketball, and I've played indoor soccer for about 15 years down at BVAC, like lowest division. We basically run the lowest division every year.
Yeah.
And what have you done yourself?
So last year, like most recent one that was pretty bad one, Been training for the Ballarat Marathon. Me and the boys charging up hills every week, big kilometres. Like, Lingy would know what it's like. You know, I know you were a very good runner once upon a time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jose.
And, my calves were a bit juicy. And we're playing this Div 2 futsal Wednesday night, and I've planted, and it had felt, I planted, turned back to the ball, and it felt like someone had kicked my calf, and it exploded.
Oh.
And I collapsed to the ground. Like, I'm a fit guy.
Yeah.
I collapsed to the ground, and I just am defeated. I'm surrounded by all these 20-year-olds. I've got two kids. The rest of us have kids, and I'm just like, what am I doing? I might not be running a marathon in 6 weeks.
Oh, no. And couldn't run it at Jose? Calf was that bad?
I had 2 weeks off, but I'm also very stubborn, very competitive, and just built back up and ran a PB at Ballarat.
Well done, Jose.
See, powered through.
I can play this week.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Yeah. It's exactly the same thing.
Give it a few days. Give it a few days. Just, you know, mind over matter. How bad do you want it?
Yes. Good call. That's
See,
nice
listen to
talk.
An actual athlete, someone that's run a marathon properly and had a PB.
Yeah. I'm going to rub a bit of Difflam in or something like that.
No, don't, mate. That's inappropriate.
Why would you even say that?
Kids in the car. Jesus Christ. That really.
He's got the Difflam. Yeah, if anything.
Deep heat.
Yeah, deep heat. Now, deep that's heat. Something. Mm.
Tiger balm in the jocks. That's how it works, isn't it?
Local sport. Quick singles then.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, there's a trial, so this is, I'm more worried about sort of legal obligations, so please help me with some of my wording. But this happened way back in 2023. It's just gone to trial now for sentencing.
Mm.
Now, I read this article and I thought, oh, dear, this is something I potentially was capable of doing.
Oh, okay.
And therefore may have found myself in a little bit of hot water.
Okay.
So a Sydney man has been charged with and is currently due for sentencing for possessing a highly toxic substance. So it created a major hazmat incident, hazardous materials incident, because he ordered a delivery of plutonium to his parents' apartment in Sydney.
So that's the nuclear gear.
That's the one you go boom in the things.
Yeah, well, it can be used for enriched plutonium, and that can be used in nuclear weapons.
Not to be confused with kryptonite, which is the fake one.
That's the Superman
plutonium
sort of thing.
is the real one.
That's right. Yeah. Uranium or plutonium are used in nuclear weapons, but even by itself is highly toxic. It can cause radiation poisoning, things like that. So I get that. But the reason he was ordering this plutonium to his parents' apartment, his lawyer is saying, was not for sinister reasons. He wasn't trying to create anything.
Oh, no, it's just standard. Getting some plutonium for mum.
I mean, I think it's you get a week, monthly box, right?
Yeah.
Box of plutonium.
You collect the whole set and then at the end, 12 weeks.
Yeah.
It's funny you say collect the whole set. This is what he was doing. This is what I like almost kind of resonate a bit with him. He was trying to collect the periodic table of elements. You all remember it from science class.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay.
He probably
hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium. Do we all just make songs to remember the
I don't remember any of them.
Oh, you didn't do that? Okay, no, I'm with you. I was about to start singing along. I assume he had himself like a helium balloon or something like that for the gas.
Yeah.
I don't know how he got hydrogen there.
Yeah.
Would have had a little bit of the magnesium strip that you used to burn in science class and it burns bright white.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something like that. You know what I'm talking about.
I know, but it's just so funny because you're just so cute. You're so sweet.
But he's tried to collect all the different elements. I'm like
the whole set.
Great idea. As soon as I read this article, I'm like, I want to do this. But then I realise you have to start getting down to those heavier elements down the bottom.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of them are actually sort of man-made elements. Mm. And some of them can be used in the production of nuclear weapons.
Yeah, okay. You don't really want the general public having that gear, do you? Does it say how he got it? Like, was it dark web sort of gear?
Okay, according to this is, and again, it's currently due for sentencing, so
allegedly,
thank you. He contacted a US-based science site. Now, it doesn't go into much more detail than that. So I'm thinking it's possibly darkish web type stuff, but it he contacted that science site in America. He got it shipped over, which led Australian Border Force officials, firefighters, police and paramedics to attend the scene of the delivery as it arrived. So it created quite a fuss.
I know, 100%. He's gone through and he's collecting all of these. And for sulfur, he's just farted in a jar. Just put it back on and be like, yep, that's sulfur done. Now, plutonium.
Burning tyres, I can smell.
Have a little smell of that one, he reckons. so, yeah, he's adamant. His lawyer's adamant. He's just a science nerd. Let him off with a bit of a warning and say, don't do this again. I should take that on board, shouldn't I?
Yeah,
maybe I don't start collecting it because zinc... We could easily get zinc.
Yeah.
Iron's easy.
Yeah.
Comfortable with that. There'd be some sort of gold we'd be able to get hold of. Silver.
Oh, well, you've got
a whole vault of it. I'm not worried about you getting your hands on something like that, Cameron Ling, because that would involve some sort of broad and maybe even niche knowledge of how the internet works, and you're not across any of that gear.
It's
so
a
we're
good
safe.
Point. I'm safe.
We're
all
safe.
Right.
Tom Ling and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.